Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Today, I have my college football / pro football legend special. Today, I'm going to talk about Bill Stanfield, defensive end out of the University of Georgia. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. And to my producer, who's making it happen this morning, Mr. Logan Landers. Bill Stanfield, the University of Georgia, one of the most renowned, best pound-for-pound football players that played the University of Georgia in the 1960s. He really kind of set the foundation of what the Georgia program is right now in the present with Kirby Smart and the Dogs winning the national championship. And the presence of 15 Georgia players getting drafted in this past weekend, 2022 NFL draft. So keep it simply said, I got a legend that I'm going to talk about that played a big part in Georgia football history. And I tell you what, with all the friends that I have as Georgia football fans, to Paige Bridgman, to Joseph Taylor, it's a good time to be a dog, as they tell me all the time. But let me get to Mr. Stanfield. Came in 1966 as one of the most renowned, highly recruited classes under Vince Dooley. It was Vince Dooley's first class that really made a stamp in Georgia football. And Mr. Stanfield came in with Garland Walker, Kent Lawrence, Steve Greer, and they changed the foundation of Georgia football. But Mr. Stanfield was a guy coming out of Cairo, Georgia, down there in South Georgia. Well, you got history from that small town. Well, you already had Willie Harris that played Major League Baseball. You had the great Jackie Robinson that was born, a safety that played for the Dallas Cowboys by the name of J.J. Wilcox. And Teresa Edwards, we all know about her, a former Georgia great and an Olympic champion in women's basketball. But this young man coming out of Cairo, Georgia, might have been one of the most outstanding athletes and might have been the best athlete. In high school, he was class AA lineman of the year, won a basketball state championship, played center, and won the state he was a state discus champion. Man, he was a football player. And he was part from 1966 to 1968 when Georgia was making a stamp in the SEC. Even though Alabama under Bear Bryant was doing a lot of great things back then, but the University of Georgia was making a stamp. And Mr. Stanfield, in his 3 years at Georgia, his college record was 26-2. 26-2. 26 wins, 6 losses, and 2 ties. He won the 1968 Outland Trophy. And he was All-SEC 1966, 1967, 1968, with 2 conference championships in 1966 and 1968, and most of all, 2 major bowls. But what I liked about Mr. Stanfield was his skill set, speed, size, A+, the range of playing a defensive end, A+, physical, A+, toughness, A+, and very competitive, A+. Everything that Vince Dooley at the time the head coach of Georgia wanted in a football player. But what I remember most of all about Mr. Stanfield of Georgia at that time, he was highly recruited. It came down between Auburn, Georgia, and Florida State. But he always said he wanted to be a dog. And also in that recruiting class, Jake Scott, who was a phenomenal football player. Him and Mr. Stanfield were best friends. But, and all speaking, I want to talk about Mr. Stanfield's sophomore year. 1966, the year where Texas El Paso won the college national basketball championship with an all-starting black African-American starting five. You had college football that was upturned to it because you had Michigan State with Jimmy Rand, George Webster claiming they were number one. You had Notre Dame with Alan Page, Rocky Blyer claiming they were number one. And of course, Alabama under the snake man from Redneck Riviera, Foley, Alabama, Ken Stabler, and Ray Perkins, who played wide receiver, ended up being the head coach of the New York Giants. And 66, those three teams saying they were number one. And then you had the Florida Gators under the ball coach, Johnson City, Tennessee, Steve Spurrier, doing his thing with the Florida Gators. And that year, 66, that annual Florida and Georgia game had heavy implications. Florida was also in that mix of a team that was talking about a national championship. And they had a quarterback who, before that game, in October, that already had won the Heisman. And Steve Spurrier won it that year. But to me, that 1966 game against Florida that year, that was a very turnstile and a very important point part in Georgia football history. The Dogs were down 10-3 at halftime to the Florida Gators. And they came out in the second half, and they put a whoop-ass on Steve Spurrier, and that D-line led by Bill Stanfield and Steve Greer and George Patton ended Florida's dream of being number one. Steve Spurrier, I think, had a crazy stat line. He was 16 of 29, 133 yards. I think he threw two picks. I think he threw a pick six in that game. But it was Bill Stanfield, a sophomore, that wrecked havoc. That's what I remember about his college career. That 66 game against Florida, how it turned the state of Georgia upside down, and Georgia became recognized as a football program in the SEC under a coach by the name of Vince Dooley. That game was a standing point in Georgia football history. Then think about this. Mr. Stanfield is drafted by the Miami Dolphins. Goes on and has a great pro career. And right now, arguably, we love the game of professional football, but it's no question about it. It's only been one undefeated team out of the pro football since the 1972 Miami Dolphins. And Bill Stanfield was a part of that defense and part of that football team. They went undefeated 17-0. Larry Little, Larry Zonka, Mercury Morris, Bob Greasy out of Purdue University, Nick Bonacani out of Notre Dame, Manny Fernandez, Utah State, Jake Scott at Georgia, and Dick Anderson at Colorado. And Jake Scott, who's Bill Stanfield's best friend, who would ever thought they would end up as teammates on arguably the greatest football team in pro football history and the only undefeated team in pro football history. And the stat that stuck out to me most about that 1972 team and that defense that was nicknamed the No Name was this right here. You had the stars, everybody talking about Fernandez, Bonacani, Scott, Anderson, but they didn't talk about Bill Stanfield. And Bill Stanfield led a defense that played 1,020 minutes, but the Dolphins only trailed for 122 minutes that year, 51 seconds. And who was the unsung hero on that Miami team? It was Bill Stanfield, baby. Bill Stanfield. Oh, my God. A guy that won back-to-back Super Bowl championships one of the most unappreciated defensive players on the Miami Dolphins team. Mr. Stanfield had a great, great pro career. Outstanding, man. 1973, led the league in sacks, had 18 sacks, had a great, great college career, great pro career. But 1973 was special for him. 18 sacks, and the Dolphins went on and won back-to-back Super Bowls. Played in 191 games, 69 career sacks. Left Miami as their all-time sack lead until Jason Taylor broke the record. But the most I understand about Mr. Stanfield, he was solid. He was tough. He was physical. And the thing about him, you never heard him complain. Ultimate teammate. Outstanding football player. And the University of Georgia football nation should be proud of him. And the thing, when I did my research on Mr. Stanfield, he said two things that stuck out of my mind about his career as a football player. He said he was coached by three great coaches, Vince Doolin, Don Shula. The third coach he named was Irk Russell. Said no better coach and no better role model. And then his love for the University of Georgia and Coach Doolin. And let me tell you something. I moved here in 1966 in October. And I became good friends with a lot of Georgia fans. Two of them I want to dedicate the video today is Paige Bridgman. And one of my best friends, Joseph Taylor, Sandy Springs graduate, 1981 class. And those two gentlemen love Georgia football, now understand. It's something that Mr. Stanfield said about his time under Vince Doolin. And these two men, I'm talking about Paige Bridgman and Joseph Taylor, they love Vince Dooley's bathwater. But Mr. Stanfield said this about Coach Doolin. The reason I like Georgia, I love Georgia, was Coach Doolin. He didn't only shape football players, he shaped us as men. And then finally, you know why I like doing these videos on old school players? And I give kudos and respect to the legends of the game from a college and professional standpoint. It's simply this. They gave it everything to the game. Everything. They would give their arms, their legs, their hearts. And Mr. Stanfield said this. I love the game of football. And this is what I really loved about him and admired about him. Probably the strongest statements at any football player that I've been doing on these videos since I've been doing this for 2 years. What he gave up, his love of the game. When Mr. Stanfield retired, he had four disc fused in his neck. Had surgery on both his hips. A bad disc in his lower back. But he said he would not replace anything for playing football at the University of Georgia and becoming a Super Bowl champion on an undefeated team in 1972 with the Miami Dolphins. He gave up everything. Passed away some years ago. But the gentleman you're looking on the screen there, four discs fused in his back when he retired. A bad disc in his lower back. Excuse me. Four discs fused in his neck. A left hip that had to be replaced. Not both hips, left hip. I got the information wrong. But he wouldn't change nothing about the game. And Mr. Stanfield, his final words. Even though I enjoyed my time with the Miami Dolphins, but my greatest time in my greatest life was from 1965 to 1968. playing football at the University of Georgia and go Dawgs and playing under Vince Dooley and beating Steve Spurrier in 1966 and ruin his dream and the Florida Gators' dream of going undefeated that year. That's why Steve Spurrier has a total disliking for the University of Georgia. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. To my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Boy. Bill Stanfield. What more can you say? I think about this band called Steppenwolf. And they had a song in a movie called Easy Riders. Excuse me. And it starred Dennis Hopper and Peter Fonda. And as I just mentioned, they had a song, Born to be Wild. Well, Bill Stanfield, when he played at Georgia, and then he went on and took his pro career to the Miami Dolphins, he was born to be wild. Get your motor running, doom, 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 doom. Head on the highway, doom, 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 doom. Looking for adventure, doom, doom, doom. And whatever comes my way, born to be wild. To the Georgia football nation, y'all should be proud of Bill Stanfield because he set the tone of the Georgia Bulldogs to be born to be wild. I'm sorry. I'm jealous of what's going over there in Athens right now. What more can you say? You won a national championship this year under Kirby Smart. 15 players drafted in the 2022 NFL draft. If you're not a Georgia football fan and all the disappointments y'all have had in recent years and teams that were so close to winning it all and got great players that set the foundation in Mr. Bill Stanfield, and where your football program is at right now under Kirby Smart, I can't say no more. I'm jealous of Dawg Nation, baby.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.